Hey everyone, and welcome back. I've got some exciting news to kick things off. MicroStrategy just pulled off a massive move, selling off 3,588 Bitcoin for roughly $216 million. And it's absolutely reigniting that big debate about how corporations should handle crypto holdings.
It's certainly a bold move. They did it specifically to fund shareholder dividends. But it didn't take long for the industry's most vocal skeptics to jump in.
Oh, absolutely. Peter Schiff, the well-known economist and gold advocate, took to social media and pretty bluntly called their approach a mid-cycle Ponzi scheme. It's definitely sparked some heated conversations online.
Look, it's a provocative label, but it does touch on a very real conversation we need to have about sustainability, risk management, and how traditional corporate structures adapt to volatile digital assets.
Right. To really understand why Schiff's remarks made such a splash, we have to step back and look at what MicroStrategy has been doing. Since 2020, they've basically built their entire corporate identity around accumulating Bitcoin.
That's true. They've consistently used debt issuance, equity offerings, and cash reserves to buy the cryptocurrency, amassing one of the largest public corporate Bitcoin treasuries in the world.
But recently, they shifted gears a little bit. Instead of reinvesting every single dollar back into more Bitcoin, they sold a significant chunk to distribute dividends to shareholders, framing it as a way to reward investors while still staying long-term bullish.
And that's exactly where Peter Schiff's mid-cycle Ponzi comment comes in. By using that term, he's referencing the classic definition of a scheme where returns are paid from new contributions or market appreciation, rather than from actual operational profit.
I mean, for a critic who has spent years warning about the speculative nature of crypto, this fits perfectly with his long-standing thesis. He's always argued that Bitcoin lacks intrinsic value and functions primarily as a speculative vehicle.
When a company ties shareholder payouts to an asset he views as fundamentally unstable, the Ponzi label is his way of warning that the system may collapse once that upward price momentum stalls.
That's a fair warning, but I think the reality of MicroStrategy's operations is a bit more nuanced than a simple Ponzi comparison. They operate as a publicly traded corporation with a real fiduciary duty to their shareholders.
You're right. Paying dividends is a standard practice in traditional finance. MicroStrategy has simply adapted that framework to a digital asset treasury. When Bitcoin's price climbs, they unlock value that can be distributed without jeopardizing their core holdings.
Exactly. The strategy is designed to balance long-term accumulation with short-term investor rewards. They're selling a portion of their treasury when prices are favorable, generating cash to distribute, and assuming Bitcoin's overall trajectory stays upward over the years so they can replenish those sold assets later.
And that's where the real question lies. Can this approach actually survive multiple market cycles? Cryptocurrency markets are notoriously volatile. If we hit a prolonged bear market, their ability to sell assets at favorable prices drops significantly.
Oh, that's a huge pressure point. If Bitcoin enters a long downturn, MicroStrategy faces a tough choice. Keep selling at a loss to meet dividend obligations, or suspend payouts and risk losing shareholder confidence.
That tension is exactly what critics like Schiff are highlighting. It forces investors to ask whether a business model built entirely on market appreciation can survive when that appreciation stalls.
And this debate extends way beyond just MicroStrategy. As more traditional corporations consider adding Bitcoin to their balance sheets, the conversation is shifting from pure speculation to structured financial engineering.
Investors and regulators are now watching closely to see how companies manage volatility, fund payouts, and maintain liquidity during downturns. If MicroStrategy can consistently generate dividends through strategic sales without eroding its long-term position, it could set a major precedent for corporate crypto adoption.
But if market conditions turn against Bitcoin and sales pressure mounts, the model could face severe stress. The way public companies handle digital assets will likely shape future accounting standards, tax treatments, and disclosure requirements.
A model that prioritizes shareholder returns through asset liquidation might attract traditional capital, but it will absolutely require transparent risk management and clear communication about long-term viability.
Ultimately, Peter Skiff's Ponzi comment is less about financial precision and more about highlighting the inherent risks of tying corporate payouts to a volatile asset. The crypto market has proven time and again that cycles are inevitable.
How companies navigate those cycles will determine whether this strategy becomes a blueprint for the future or a cautionary tale.
For now, the market will be watching closely to see how MicroStrategy balances its Bitcoin ambitions with the practical demands of shareholder returns, and whether the broader industry will follow suit or chart a more conservative path. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.